AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Jurors in Texas who convicted former Marine Eddie Ray Routh in the killings of American sniper Chris Kyle and his friend are talking about why they didn't accept his insanity defense. They say he'd had prior run-ins with police and told them he was a victim of PTSD. They say his past behavior undermined his argument that he couldn't tell right from wrong. The judge sent him to prison without parole. Which are the best cars and trucks? Consumer Reports and J.D. Power have each released separate surveys, and the same car maker is at the top of both lists. And the same different car maker is at the bottom. We'll start with Consumer Reports list and our auto writer, Tom Krischer.
Four of the top five are Japanese brands. They make cars that last and are of good quality.
Lexus, Mazda, and Toyota at the top of the list. Lexus also topped the J.D. Power list of dependable vehicles. At the bottom of both surveys, Fiat. The biggest complaints overall in the just-released J.D. Power report were about the technology in the vehicles, like voice recognition systems. Heavy rain, snow, and temperatures 20 to 30 degrees below zero are forecast for several states, from northern Texas eastward across the Gulf states and into the Carolinas. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, police are asking drivers to be patient. Incident Commander Robin Edgeworth says it takes time to clear those roads of snow.
Sometimes that can't be avoided, and the city certainly recognizes that, and we hope that our citizens do as well.
She talked to WBMA-TV. The Supreme Court has ruled that a North Carolina state regulatory board made up mostly of dentists violated federal law against unfair competition when it tried to prevent lower-cost competitors from offering teeth-whitening services. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court is weighing a religious discrimination suit against Abercrombie and Fitch. Our Shelley Adler's in Washington with this story.
The Supreme Court is considering the employment discrimination claim of a Muslim woman who was turned down for a job by a clothing retailer after she showed up at her job interview wearing a black headscarf. That conflicts with the company's dress code. The case being argued explores when an employer must take steps to accommodate the religious beliefs of a worker or job applicant. The company has since changed its policy on headscarves and settled similar lawsuits elsewhere. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Secret Service says it's going to fly drones over the Washington area in the near future, but it isn't saying why or where exactly, other than they'll involve areas where flights are typically restricted. Airspace above the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and other sensitive areas in Washington is heavily restricted. The Dow is down 2 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.